Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spears moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Spears scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ward takes first base on ball four. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mieske strikes out. There goes Vaughn. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Ward. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Ward scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Knobloch takes first base on ball four. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Matheny strikes out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Laos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Cole reaches second base with a double. Knobloch scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny is hit by the pitch. Cirillo moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a line drive beyond short. Mears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cirillo scores. Matheny moves to second. It's 5-1, Brewers. Dave Stevens now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matheny moves to third. Spears moves to second. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Leoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Harbeck, and into shallow right field. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Stevens covering, for the out. Nilsson moves to third. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nilsson scores. It's 6-1, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Matheny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. Mears reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mears scores. It's 7-2, Brewers. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cole hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske, who is chasing the ball. Cole reaches third base with a triple. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-3 Brewers. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Cole scores. It's 7-4, Brewers. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 7-5, Brewers. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Munoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Leoz hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Mercedes now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mercedes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. There goes Cole trying to get to home. Ward throws the ball into Valentin, who relays the ball to Matheny, who tags Cole, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 7-6, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 3 in the game. Mieske hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Diaz now playing right field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Munoz strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Leoz hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Walbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Denny Hocking pinch runs for Kent Harbeck. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. Puckett scores. Two outs. It's 8-7, Brewers. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Munoz hits a line drive into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.